This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Monday, the 22nd of April. The Prime Minister says regular flights removing small boat arrivals to Rwanda will start from July and is vowing to push his scheme through Parliament tonight. Rishi Sunak says commercial planes have already been organised and officials are on standby to ensure flights can begin in 10 to 12 weeks. The bill is currently at the centre of a standoff between the Commons and the Lords. Baroness Smith is leader of the opposition in the Lords.
There are so many other things government could do, and I know Rishi Sunak likes to pretend the Labour Party hasn't got a policy on this, and I think it's just him hoping if he says something often enough, people might try to believe it. But this is the third bill that we've seen in just what this session of Parliament on this issue, saying it will stop the boats. And I have no more faith in this one than I've had in any of the others we've seen from this government.
The newsreader Hugh Edwards has resigned and left the BBC. The corporation says in a statement, after 40 years of service, Hugh has explained that his decision was made on the basis of medical advice from his doctors. Alex Farber is the media correspondent at The Times.
Hugh was suspended nearly a year ago now, that was back in July, over claims that he paid a young person £35,000 and received explicit pictures. These were stories that first emerged in the Sun newspaper, and as a result of that, the BBC, he was suspended and the BBC launched a fact-finding mission into his behaviour.
The presenter's wife previously said he was receiving inpatient hospital care and suffering serious mental health issues. Rishi Sunak says he has confidence in Metropolitan Police Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley on the basis that he works to rebuild the confidence and trust of the Jewish community and wider public. Sir Mark has faced calls to resign after an anti-Semitism campaigner who was wearing a kippah at the time was threatened with arrest at a pro-Palestine demonstration. The government's independent advisor on anti-Semitism, Lord Mann, has told Times Radio this is not the time for him to step down.
The biggest single worry the Jewish community has, and I would suggest it's a concern for the whole of the country, of course, is about terrorism. He's proven to be the expert on that. The country needs him at his post. And the Jewish community, which of course is a potential target for terrorists, needs him at his post. So absolutely, he should be staying on.
The force has apologised twice over the incident. And Milan is to ban sales of ice creams after midnight as part of an effort to clamp down on rowdy nightlife in the northern Italian city. The new rules devised by the city council will apply to the sale of takeaway drinks and food in 12 of the city's liveliest districts from next month. James Imam is reporting from Milan for The Times.
The problem with them being open after midnight is that the streets are, you know, filled with people drinking, eating takeaway pizzas and kebabs, and also ice creams. And Milan is a bit of a work-obsessed city. So, I mean, this is kind of rubbing up some people the wrong way, who are sort of saying, well, we need to get some sleep for a good day of work tomorrow. And these ice cream eaters are preventing us from doing it.
And you can hear more on all these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.